Okay. Continuing in this sugya of the Kiddusha Kedivei Sofrim, etc. So we were talking about the machlokas between the Rambam and the Bahag, whether you count the Yigimel Midrash HaTorah and the Dreshesh Bahem in the Min HaMitzvos, which could mean whether they're Daraisa or Darabonim, right? In other words, the Bahag is clearly assuming they're Daraisist. Or, not necessarily, I mean, because the Rambam and the Bahag even includes the Rabbanans, you know, see, what I said was not so partial that I told you it's clearly a Daraisa according to the Bahag, because the Bahag clearly, he lists mitzvahs the Rabbanan in the Tayyig mitzvahs, because this is still part of Mososer. But what I'd like to, the next issue and this inyan I'd like to discuss is how Torah Shebaal Peh works. In other words, what does it mean when you have the Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah and the Drash Shebaal Peh? So this is the question. This is basically what this packet addresses. And that is like this. When Hashem gave Moshe the Torah, is it the pshat that he gave him Kamisha Chumshei Torah, okay? And then he put in an instruction. And here's the Kamisha Chumshei Torah. And then, together with the Kamisha Chumshei Torah, I give you the Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah and the Drash Shebaal Peh. Right? So this way, you can develop what's in the Kamisha Chumshei Torah. How to do it, that you'll do yourself. You understand? In other words, is it shot that Hashem gave Moshe Rabbeinu the Chumash? And I say, okay, this is the Chumash, and now I'm giving you rules how you could expand upon the Chumash. That's one possibility. Or no expansion. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe Rabbeinu the Torah, the Chumash, and all the halakhas that are going to be learned out were also given. It's not like Moshe Rabbeinu was making these halakhas up. He was given that by the Rebbeinu Shalom. It's just Hashem gave him the rule book to show how that those halakhas were learned. Not like Moshe Rabbeinu made. Which is the way? That's a fundamental question. Like were the all these drushes? I mean, these are fundamental questions. Like probably before you ever open up a Gemara, you should discuss these questions. Like, what's the shot? Is that were they all these drushes? You know, man-made, so to speak. And Hashem said these are the rules. In other words, you have to work within the rules. Well, no. Hashem didn't leave one stone unturned. Not one stone unturned. Everything was given. You give me the Torah question is just the way that Kadosh Baruch Hu learned it out. But not that Moshe really was. That's what this packet is going to discuss. Okay? So we start with the pasuk in Mishpatim, Perach of Dalet, pasuk Yud Beis. Says, "Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, Ale Eli Ahara Veisham, Kednelachas Luchos Ha'Eved HaTorah V'Mitzvah Asher Kosafti L'Horoso." So Hashem says to Moshe, "Go up to the Har Sinai, and I'll give you the Luchos, the Torah V'Mitzvah Asher Kosafti L'Horoso." So what does that mean? What is he giving him? So there is a Gemara in Brachos, Adav Heyam and Aleph, on page 2. Amar Rav Levi, Barchama, Rav Shimon, Melokish, Maidichsi, Ve'enolchas Luchos, Ha'ever HaTorah, V'mitzvah, Sherkosavdi, L'Rosom. Luchos Elo Aseres HaDibros. So the Luchos we know, that's the Aseres HaDibros. Torah is a Mikra. That's the Chumash. Mitzvah is a Mishnah. Asher Kosafti Elo Nevi'im Uksuvim. L'Horosam זה גמרא. מלמד שכולם ניתנו למשה מסיני. So all these things were given. So again, the question is, how do you understand this Gemara? Is it shot that he gave them? What does it mean, Gemara? He gave them a shas. Well, he gave them all the halachas that are learned in the shas. Well, he just gave them the klalim. Maybe he just gave them the general outline. In other words, he just gave them the brice of Rabbi Shmuel. And he says, okay, now here's the Torah, here's the brice of Rabbi Shmuel, and now go figure it out. Yeah.
It seems like it's also out of order. You think it would be Mikra, then the Nebuchadnezzar, then it would say Mishnah and Gemara.
Right.
The written law and oral law. So it's kind of mixed where it's Mikra, then Mishnah, then the Nebuchadnezzar, then Gemara.
Not really, because you really don't learn any halachas from the Nebuchadnezzar. It's a whole separate volume, really.
Right.
It's not even technically,
which is also, some point out that Nevi'im Ksuvim, like some point out, you would think these are the Nevuas that were given to Yeshaya, Yirmiyahu. What does Moshe Rabbeinu have to do with? So apparently, at some point out, that those Nevuas were also first given to Moshe Rabbeinu.
Why? Like, what was he supposed to do? Like, originally, like, he had to know halachas, okay, but like, why did he have to know
the Nevuas?
Yeah.
No, but he's saying that we don't learn that halacha so much from. I mean, yeah, we do. That's true. Yeah, right. I mean, you can say the halachas of the Nevi'im Ksuvim, right? Could say like Oneg Shabbos, of course, of Shabbos Oneg, right? So this is going to be a fascinating discussion, right? It's like a fundamental part, right? To understand what does it mean. So let's continue. Let's continue on the journey here. So there is a pasuk in Kisisa on page 3. Pasuk says, "Vayitein El Moshe Kechaloso Ledaber Ito." He gave to Moshe Rabbeinu Kechaloso Ledaber Ito Bahar Sinai Shnei Luchos Evan Ksuvim Be'etzba Elokim. So what is Kechaloso? Chaloso normally means what he finished. After he finished speaking to him, he gave him Shnei Luchos Eidos. Right? Kechaloso. Vayichal Elokim Bayom HaShvi'i. Right? Vayichal means he finished. So Rashi says, Kechaloso Ksiv Choser. In other words, there's no Vav there between the Lamed and the Tav. So Rashi says, what's Shenimsro Torah? It was given to him as a matana, just like a kal is given to the chasen. And then there's a famous chazal. So yochalul malkulo b'zman muad kazeh. Davrache makal miskateshes. Chavdal Kishutin, just like a kala has 24 types of ornaments, so too Aftal Chacham certainly has Baki B'Chavdal Tzvarim. Okay, but there is a fascinating medrash. The fascinating medrash Rabbah on Kechaloso. Beitein El Moshe Kechaloso L'Daberito. So let's look, page 5, the medrash Rabbah. Devaracher, Vayitein al Moshe, Amar Rami Abahu, Kol Arboim Yom, She'osu Moshe Lamala, all the 40 days that Moshe Rabbeinu was Har Sinai, Haya Lomei Torah V'Shokheyach. He would learn Torah and then he would forget what he learned. Amar lo ribon olam yesh lo abayim yom eini yodea dover. He said, I was there for 40 days and I forgot it all. Ma'asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what did Hashem do? Mi shehishli marbayim yom nasa lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu satora matana. So as he said, those all the 40 days Moshe Rabbeinu was, he was cramming. I always tell you this, when you cram too much at once, then you know, you forget it all. That's why you go slowly. So it was all crammed. So he was 40 days, he was learning, he was cramming for this Bechina. Cramming. And then it came time to the Bechina, he forgot it all. At the end of the 40 days. So, Nosam Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu was a torment matana. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it the matana. So Nemar Vayitein al Moshe Chikol HaTorah Lomad Moshe Chiv HaTorah Aruka Me'eretz Mido Chikol Mina Yam. How could it possibly be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the whole Torah to Moshe? It's vast. You can't give, you know, even Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, you can't give it all in 40 days, the whole thing. And 40 days he got it, the whole Torah. The Torah is infinite. So he says, "Ela klolim limdei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe avik chalosu l'daber ito." So what does it mean? Chaloso? What did he give him? No, klolim. So what does that seemingly mean?
What?
So what did he get? What did he give him?
13
midos. What? He gave him midos. He gave him the general, you know, klolim. He didn't give him every detail, every halacha. It's too much. But it sounds like he gave him the yigim midos. So he gave him the general rules, the principles, and that he could give him in 40 days. I can't hear. Right. Okay. But okay, that's a question, you know, was it really there? They just told them that, yeah. Okay, I hear.
Did you say that
Hashem
just gave him the principle of the rest Moshe Darshan, then how is his logic any better than ours logic? He darshan from the Pasuk and my darshan from the Pasuk.
Right, but we have to admit that we're, you know,
fair enough, but
you know, as great as you are, great as everyone else is.
Of course, but if you say all he did was logic and Hashem didn't tell, see this Pasuk he could darshan here, if he just, you know, he went through it and said, oh, and darshan here.
You have to look at the Rechaim HaKadosh. It says that in Dazri Mitzorah, the question is, what did Rabbi Akiva have that Moshe didn't have? So the Rechaim HaKadosh says he had that Moshe Rabbeinu knew all the halachas, but he didn't necessarily know where to get it from the pasuk. That's not necessarily what we're saying here. So I don't know if that's going to stim. Okay, so let's see. But that's the simple pshat. A klolim v'hika chaloso klolim limdu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe. Have a kichaloso l'daber ito. Klolim. Now I want to show you another Gemara. On page 11. And we'll get back to the other things in between. We know there's a concept of no trikur. Right? It's sort of like what we call Rashi Tevos. No trikur. I spoke about this when I spoke that first day. So the Gemara says, Anochi. What does Anochi stand for? Amar Yochan Bishim Rav Yosef and Zimra. Minayin Loshon Atrika Vatosh Nemar. Ki Av Hamon Goyim Nisaticha. Like the name Abraham stands for Av Hamon Goyim. Then the Gemara says, Rav Yochan today, which says Shmos Chaf. Rav Yochan today, Omar Anochi Notrikon. Ana Nafshai Ksivas Yehivis. I'm giving myself to you. I said over there from the Torah to Mima when I spoke in the block at the beginning of the Zman that the Torah is the Chochmas Hashem. So Ana Nafshai, I'm giving you my essence. So what does that mean, Ana Nafshai? What's being said here? So there is a piece in the Shalah. I'm going to show you the Shalah. And he's going to say something very stark. And then after we do the Shalah, we'll go back to the things we skipped, and then tomorrow we'll finish hopefully the rest of the packet. He does not like this notion that Moshe Rabbeinu got the rules and he made it up, the rules on his own. He does not like that. He is of the opinion that Moshe Rabbeinu received every single detail from Hashem. Not that he got the Torah and then... So look on page 12. That's what he says. I love doing shalahs. You want to know what I love doing? I love looking at the shalah.
Why?
Because I feel like a certain... I'm going to read the shalah. I feel like I'm at Har Sinai. What can I tell you? That's how I feel. Okay? That's what I feel. Well, you didn't say you inspired my member of Masech HaShabbos, Perek HaBodem. The Omer of Yochanan, Anokhi, Notrika, Anu Nafshai, Ksivas Yehivas. The Bar Omer of Rina, Yuh Ksivas Yehivas. He could Omer, Anokhi, Lofei, Yehiv, Ksivas, Na'im, Yehiv, Ksivas, Na'im, Yehiv. Yehish Lofei, Olaim, Zemal, Lidros, Notrika, Ulam, Afreya. There was a Gemara has a drush, Yehiv, Ksivas, Na'im, Amire. What's the point of that? What is the Bodin, the Lord, Omer, the Imim, So he says like this, third line, page 12, third line, left column. Kodim she'efarsh ha-mamar, sarech lahagdim, ki ksiva hi tor she'bechsav, ksiva's tor she'bechsav, amira hi tor she'balpeh, and amira's tor she'balpeh. The ksiva he veromes l'tor shabal peh. Ki yod ksiv ki Hashem yitei chok mipiv dasu tvuna. Zer omar av yochana anochi no trichan ana nafsh ksivas yehivas. Rasul omar ksivas tor shabasav yehivas tor shabal peh. Vahakol hu mipi hagvura. Everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ubala Ruilad Mizah Mamar Nikwad. Shemin Nitab, and he says that's what it means. Amira Niima Ksiva Yehiva. Ksiva, Torah Shabsav, Yehiva Torah Shabalpeh. It all was dictated from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Amira Niima Ksiva Yehiva. Ksiva's Torah Shabsav, Yehiva's Torah Shabalpeh. All from Hashem. Then he writes, Sheva Nitta Bahavonas Ezim Mamoram Romzim. So he says, you might make a mistake and misinterpret the Medrash that we learned before of Kechaloso to say that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't really get every detail. He just got Klolim, which is the simple shot in that. That Moshe Rabbeinu was Masik Torah Bal Peh by himself. In other words, Hashem never told us really Torah Bal Peh. He just gave us the rules and then he had to figure it out on his own. Klolim Moserlo, right? That's the Medrash Rabba we just saw, right? Klolim Moserlo. Asher Nir Mizeh Shalom Moserlo Hashem Yisbarach, right? Klolim, right? That's the Pasha Pshat. He only gave him Klolim. Techak Echevim Moshe Rabbeinu Pratim Me'atzmo. And all the details he figured out on his own. Techem Medrash Rabba Sof Kisisa. Chasom Lucha Eschil Lacha Shasom Lufa Yekadosh Baruch Hu. Hatono Se Rishus Lomoshe Yichtov Mashihu Mevakesh. Shem Yisrael, Ani Nasati Lachem Satora, Ani Hu Shechasavti Nasati Lachem. Okay, well, that Medrash we didn't see. Well, it's in the packet. In other words, it's another Medrash we'll see later that's also Mashma that Moshe Rabbeinu figured it out on his own. Last word on the line, Latzilenu. Last word on the line, Latzilenu. Latzilenu mitol zeh. So, to protect us from this mistake, Omar Adonafshak Sivzihivis. Wow. Unbelievable. He says the whole point of the Chazal that Anochi is Adonafshak Sivzihivis is to tell us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu not only gave Torah Shebichtav, but he gave Torah Shebaalpeh, and not just clothing. Not just clothing, but every detail. And that's what it says in Torah's Kodim. Veidabe Hashem Moshe Mata Mulom Har Sinai Elo Kol HaTorah Kula Nehmer B'Sinai Elo Omar Lecha Ma Mashmita Nehmer Mechala Ufarteh V'Dildeh B'Sinai. Just like Mitzvah of Shemitah, every detail was given at Har Sinai, page 12. Av Kol HaMitzvahs Kaleim Ufarteh V'Dildeh B'Sinai. So he says like this. That he says, "Ana nafshay ksiva sihivas, ksiva mitu toshe b'chsav, yihiva toshe b'alpeh," and that means HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe Rabbeinu all toshe b'chsav and all toshe b'alpeh, and not just general rules. It wasn't that Moshe Rabbeinu figured it out on his own. He was given toshe b'chsav. He was given toshe b'alpeh. He was given Yudim Shatar Rishonim. Not that he should darshan. Hashem said, "Okay, this you midah, and this is where you darshan, and this." And this is the halacha. V'nei l'cha Moshe. Shekadosh Baruch Hu Amar l'Moshe. Hashem said to Moshe, "Basukus teishu shivas yomim." Right? Achar kein yodia shasukahu hazos chov al hazchar v'lo al hakevus. In other words, he gave him first. He gave him the klolim, but that doesn't mean he only gave him the klolim. He also gave him the pratim. But he gave him the klolim first. First, he said, "There's a mitzvah of sukkah." Maybe he told him all the mitzvahs first in general. And then he went ahead and he gave him all the details. So the Shalah, you listening? Is saying, the Medrash Rabba says, Vahika Chalosom, Klolim Nibsarulo. That Moshe, Hashem gave him Moshe Rabbeinu the Chumash and the Klolim, the general rules. And he darshaned on his own. So the Shalah Kodesh on page 12 wants to debunk that he feels that idea is erroneous. It's not true. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the klolim and the pratim and everything. And it wasn't that Moshe Rabbeinu was darshaning on his own. So what does it mean, klolim? It means he gave him the klolim first. He did give him klolim. Klolim means first he gave him in general, there's a mitzvah of tefillin, and there's a mitzvah of sukkah, and there's a mitzvah of makkah, and there's a mitzvah of matzah, and then afterwards, then he told him, now sukkah, how tall does it have to be? How, who's chayv in sukkah? And where, all the details. But it's not that Hashem just gave the klolim and Moshe Rabbeinu figured out the details on his own, which you could have interpreted. There is, we'll see, there are some that hold like that. But he's coming here, this piece of the Shalah,
is coming to debunk that theory. Which we'll see, as we'll see, the Chepos said the obvious that hold that that's the correct theory. So that's correct. But he's very adamant, not to say that. And that's what it means, Adoki. Other Nafshak, Sivis, Ahivis, that's the Torah Shem Sav, the Torah Shem Balpeh, all, every detail, every last detail. And that's the, that's what the Shalah says. Yes.
It's much easier to go in the Shalah, because then, like, everything's understood in Gashem, because we have a Kabbalah from our Sinai. It's very simple to understand.
Right.
But, like, if Moshe Rabbeinu did you can... I'm sure everything, like, obviously they're great Kedushim, but, like, how would you figure out that the Sukkot's 20 Amos? And even if you did, how would he know? We say that he's the
only... Like, say, for example, we have the Zer Shabbat Hezbal Hezbal. That was supposed to eat the first night of the Sukkot. But there's the rest of the Sukkot, if you want to not eat, you don't have to eat. The first night, you have to eat. Therefore, what you have to eat? You have to eat the Sukkot. That's why that Zer Shabbat. So was that told to Moshe Rabbeinu? First night, you have to eat the Sukkot? Well, no. Moshe Rabbeinu was given the rules of Zer Shabbat. And there he saw, there's Tesla here, there's Tesla here, and there the Torah says, very careful not, and so must be of you also.
So what stops me from doing
this? Well, that was all the Kiddush.
That's not the Kiddush. What stops us from doing the same? We say he's the holiest, we didn't say he was, you know.
No, because, in other words,
he was no different than us. He had the text, he
so
did his...
exactly
the difference. Which is
that the... There's, we don't darshan you should turn the judgment. Maybe we discussed a whole crashing process with the darshan on your own, but I think everyone agrees that after the Hasim was Hakalpur, that the receiver was given, he was given me to turn the judgment, not to darshan. We were given it to learn, not to darshan. You're saying, Meheki Taisi. Yeah, but I don't know. There has to be a difference between when Moshe Rabbeinu darshans the pasuk and when
it's
someone.
It's much more special in Moshe Rabbeinu, yes, but like.
Right. So Hashem gave it to Moshe Rabbeinu because he didn't give it to us. I mean, even the Gemara says in the Dorim that the Pilpul Shel Torah, and I made a packet on that for Avayil. What are you saying, Rabbi Telki? What's what?
The difference between Asniel and Moshe.
Oh, I skipped Asniel. We're going to do that now. Let's take a look. There's a fascinating Gemara in Temura. Take a look. Look on page 10. Pasuk in Yeshua first. Pasuk says in Yeshua, Vayomer Kolev said, Asher Yake es Kiryas Sefer Ulchoda, whoever will conquer Kiryas Sefer, conquer that city. Asniel ben Knaz, Achi Kolev, he conquered. Vayitelo asachsa bitolish. Okay, that's the simple pshat in the pasuk. Kolev says, whoever conquers Kolev, whoever conquers Kiryas Sefer, so Asniel won the prize. Josh.
It's a bit that Asniel was the brother of Ali, but is that just not the same person, or?
It's separate. Yeah. It says step-up. That's right. Is that how it does it?
Where are you going? Hospital.
Okay. Take a look now on page 9. The Gemara Tamura, Madaf Zayin Zav. This is fascinating. Okay, Rosai, we have the biannual privilege of having Rabbi Einstein from Cleveland to come here twice a year, Yomim Narayim, and before Purim, to speak about a very important stucco that he's involved in. So please give him your utmost attention.
I've been coming to you for the fun and not for more years than you're old. I'm not an old man, I started young. We distribute money twice a year, before in the Rhyme and Sukkot now, and before Purim and Father Matonis the Rhyme. We distribute money to over 400 poverty stricken families. Figure out we give something appreciable to each family, over 400 families, comes out to a lot of money. It used to be that the money from Mitzvah and alumni counted for a fraction of the money we sent. Now it's over 80%, especially from the alumni. The money is given to over 400 families. We check out their needs as they vary. So is the distribution. And then just as important, the probity of the sukkah. If you give a dollar, the money goes to the Eretz Yisrael. There are expenses incurred in getting it there. We wire it and it has to be transferred. That does not come out of this money. It's a considerable amount of money. It's funded from elsewhere. If you give a dollar, the dollar goes. I ask you, whatever you can do now, please do. Whatever you can do subsequently, please do. If you give the money or the commitment, even we'll lay it out, for Rachel Shachter and for a friend of mine, he'll phone me, we'll lay out the funds even before we get there. Please, whatever you can do, it's a big zechus to help these families. For tax purposes, checks can be made out to Meshul's charity fund. As congregation told it, feel it was simply transferred. It's an opportunity, avail yourself.
Okay, we're starting to go around. Nimmer, to go around.
How are you?
Good.
You live here?
Yeah. I live in Reb Lipschitz.
Where is that?
186
Street.
Are there buildings? Yeah, sure. Rov Yisrael.
This side of
That is towards field of charity.
Right.
It's okay, it's clear.
Yes, it's
okay. Good to York.
Yeah, Rafa, always be on the giving side, never have to be on the other side.
Amen. Cold too. Good to York. Good to York. Okay, Rabbi Rosen. So, I'm going to tell you something unbelievable. I'm going to show you Gemara, then I'm going to tell you what a great vort. I should have put in the packet, I didn't. But I'll tell it to you. And then one day you should insist that you want to see it inside. So if you insist enough, maybe I can turn this left hook on.
Okay? Look what it says. During the Shiva period of Moshe Rabbeinu, 1,700 different halachas were forgotten. Amar Ragavo, Abu Pikin, and Zirin, Osniel Bechnaz, and Tok Kopul. But Osniel Bechnaz was able to read constantly, read learning. He also, when he was a book, he had a darshan. So he knew how to do it, so he retrieved it. There was no old knowledge of able to darshan. And then Rabbi Yehuda also lived in that field, so the Kehilah was asked to be convinced. So he says, and how does he know that? So that's the pasuk of Yehoshua. That you can't get Kiryas Sefer. So the Darshan, for his understanding, that means that he reconstituted a lot of that we got. Quotes from the New Testament. So Jacob looking at me, saying, what's going on here? There is a Sefer called, what is it called? Arvei Nachal. Arvei Nachal is a classic Sefer. I don't know if you heard of it, but it's a classic. It's a classic. Probably a classic. That's the problem with this generation. You can almost the Arvei Nachal. Who wrote the Arvei Nachal? The Baal of Gushei Sra. Gushei Sra is on the page of the Shulchan Aruch. Okay? So learn of Shulchan Aruch, you won't see him. He's from the Eifshitz family, right? So he says an unbelievable word. I remember, I think the first time I heard the word, I remember correctly, I was in Yudalia Schaefer's house. It's Grand Heights. I wanted to spend Shabbos with the Rebbe. So there was a fellow here from South Africa, a lawyer. He used to go every Shabbos. I thought, I'm going to come for a Shabbos. So he arranged and myself and my friends or some regular people. So we went to the Shabbos. So at the table, he said over this one, I think he heard it on the tape from Rabbi Michal Zilber from Yerushalayim. This one, of course, in our, so what's the word? The word is like this. That there is a connection between Eretz Yisrael and the Torah. And the way to conquer Eretz Yisrael is through Limud HaTorah. We could access parts of Eretz Yisrael. So when parts of Torah were forgotten, then parts of Eretz Yisrael we can't access. So the fact that Asmia was able to conquer it, Eretz Yisrael, that was a raya that he accessed parts of Torah that were forgotten, because it's talking about Talmud. I haven't been taken to Rebbe Baruch, honestly, does. It's a big kiddush. But that's how he explains this Gemara. Now, you see, that's what the Gemara says, that he was the one who restored the halakha, and the Gemara says, how do you know that? From the pasuk that he conquered. So that's how he explains the Gemara. And the simple part of the Gemara seems to say that there's this connection. So that is the lore of the Arvei Nachal. And one day, you should insist that I show to you inside. I was going to put it in the packet. I guess I got a little lazy. I don't know. Yeah, but that's really a side point to this general discussion. But it's the classic shot of the Arvei Nachal. It's a good sefer to look at. The library has three different printings of the Arvei Nachal. Now you can have Arvei Nachal with the good notes and with an index and fancy Arvei Nachal. So it's a good thing for a Jewish home. So Rabbi Telek, he asked, according to the Shema, you can't make new halakhas. So why was Achniel Bekras? Achniel Bekras was not making new halakhas, he retrieved the old one. That's what Rabbi Telek will say back to me. Yeah, but he didn't know, we didn't know what the old ones were. So to him, it was new.
So the Shalom will say that what? That I guess he reconstituted, and then once, I guess the pshat must be like this: you can't just make new things up. But he was able to darshan, and then once he darshan, they realized these were the ones that were forgotten. But if they would never had them in the first place, just to darshan, then you couldn't do it. See, once you, like something, you forget something. Then somebody reminds you of it. Oh, that's it. I remember. Now I remember. So it could be that's what happened. In other words, they had these halakhas, but they forgot them because they went 7 days without learning for the Shiva of Moshe Rabbeinu. So he reconstituted, he redarshan these halakhas. Not bad. Now, what's the other chazal that he quotes as well? So let's take a look at another medrash. And then tomorrow, I want to present to you the other school of thought, that Moshe Rabbeinu actually did darshan on his own. And he wasn't given these halachas. He was just given klalim, kipshuto, like that medrash. So let's take a look on page 5. No, 5 we did already. Page 8. Book on page 8, please. Tomer Acher. Yeah? Let's go on the Pasuk and Tisisa. On page 8, on page 3. On page, on page 7. It says, Vayom Hashem el Moshe, Ksov Luchas Advar Ma'ila, Ki Al Pi Advar Ma'ila, Karati Yitcha Bris Ves Yisrael. Dover Acher, Ksov Lucha, Hitzchilu Malachi Asharis Omrim, Tzvei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Atano Se Roshus L'Moshe, Sheikhtov Mashu Bevakesh. The Pasuk is Ksov Lucha. So the Malachi Asharis said, you're telling to Moshe, Ksov Lucha. Atano Se Roshus L'Moshe, Sheikhtov Mashu Bevakesh. He could just write what he wants, Yomal Yisrael. That's what the Malachim were complaining when they heard Hashem say, Ksov Lucha. Ani nosati lechem es haTorah, ani hu shekasafti. Nosati lechem. So what does that mean? So the Malachi Asharis will complain. Look at the bottom here. He's chilul Malachi Asharis. Oh, bring him for the Hakadosh Baruch Hu with the Midrash before. Hatan does a Rishus L'Moshe Shichtov Mashu Mevakeish, and maybe he's going to say something that you didn't want, you didn't agree with. That's what they were saying to Hashem. And so Yomer Yisrael, Ani. Nasati lechem es haTorah. Ani hu shechasafti v'nasati lechem. So who's saying? Who's Amar lehem Yisrael? So Moshe says. What? Is that Moshe speaking? What?
Like the Malachim were saying that Moshe would be able to say to the Israel that, like, oh, I have this new Malach, I'd like to.
So who's saying when it says, Ani nasati lechem es haTorah, Ani hu shechasafti, nasati lechem?
That's the Malachim were saying, they're referring to Moshe.
Yeah. Remember that what the Malachim were saying, what? Say, Aaron, Josh?
They're asking, they're saying to Hashem, they're like, if you say that, then, if you give him the Torah, then he will be able to what's it called? He'll be able to say, true Rabbi Jimmer, he'll be able to say to Israel, I gave it to them in the Torah, and I'm the one who wrote it and gave it to them. It's Malachim referring to.
So, how are you learning? To the Malachim are saying to who?
To Hashem.
To Hashem, that what?
That Moshe would be able to take credit for it.
Oh, Okay, that's how he said it. So Josh is saying that the Malachim are saying to Hashem that you giving Moshe Rabbeinu to, you know, to write whatever he wants. And then Moshe could say to Klal Yisrael, the Malachim are complaining, right? That's what you're saying. To Hashem, that Moshe then is going to say to Hashem that, you know, I wrote the Torah. So I'm going to look at this Shalom, so Moshe Oses Adonazah. No, Moshe would never do that. Because he would never do, he writes something on his own that I didn't tell him. Chassid Shalom, so Moshe Oses Adonazah. Vafil Oseh, but even if he would, Neman Hu, Shenemar Lchol, Abdi Moshe B'chol Beisi Nemanu. He's Neman that he's going to get it right, even if I didn't tell him. Because I don't think he would ever do something I wouldn't tell him. But even if he does, he'll get it right. So you have nothing to worry about. So the question is, so what does this Medrash imply? That he darshan on his own, or that he would? So the Shalah says back on page 12, on page 12 on the left column, the first word in the line is V'chein B'medrash Rabba. V'chein B'medrash Rabba Sof Parshas Kisisa Sof L'cha Yischilu Malachi Asharis Omrim L'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ata Nosei Meshus L'Moshe Sheyichtov Mashahu Mevakesh Sheyom Al Yisrael. Okay, he says he wants to say that maybe that medrash implies that, well, I don't know, is he? He's saying maybe the Medrash implies that Moshe would do it by himself. But I don't know, one could question that, as a member was saying to me. That, what he says, he's saying that he wouldn't do that. And if he would, he would get it right. But that's, but it's not true that he's saying he wouldn't. Well, but to that, the Shalos is explaining that if you want to learn from that Medrash that Moshe is saying it by himself, don't make that mistake. Because he says his bit. Yeah, what are you saying, Josh?
I mean, like the part under the Mishnah that kind of explains it, it's saying that Ne'eman Shudatut Gavina Datil Rotsami.
Right.
Like, he's doing it, like, on behalf of Hashem. Like,
you know,
like he has the intention of Hashem, what Hashem would want.
He'll get it right.
Right.
He'll get it right. But what is the Mashmash? Mashmash, first Hashem says, but he would never do such a thing. Well, the question is, what does it mean he would never do such a thing? Well, it would mean that he would never write without me telling him, or he would never say that it's like it's coming from me. In other words, you could learn the measures that way. Whereas Moshe Rabbeinu, they were accusing that Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, oh, it's my Torah, I'm the author, it's all me. So Hashem says, first of all, Moshe Rabbeinu would never speak that way. And even if it was his, he'll get it right. So you could learn this medrash to say, when the Shalom was afraid people might learn it, is that Moshe Rabbeinu Taka is Mechaved on his own das, but he'll never claim that it's my Torah, because he'll only claim that I'm Mechaved to, I know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu would want, based on the Yud Gimel Midrash Shatorah and Drash. So you can learn this medrash very well to say that this medrash is saying that Moshe was saying it on his own. Just like the other medrash, Kachalosov, Kololim. So maybe Taka, that's the right shot. But the Shalom is here to convince us otherwise. And the Shalom wants to say that don't think like that. So what does it mean, this medrash? So this medrash has to mean what we said before, that Chas v'shalom shehu says hadavar zeh, meaning he won't do it. But even if he would have done it, which he didn't do, he would have gotten it right. But in the end, he didn't do it. Well, you could say no. In the end, he did do it, but he just wouldn't claim to take credit for it, like it's his own thing. Even though he's just being mechavir to what Kosh Baruch Hu wanted. Is that?
Yeah.
So those are two ways you can understand the Medrash.
It says it early on that verse is blamed, so Bishra, El Barbi, I'm not going to from a Chas v'shalom, Shemoshi, how it says the Barbi, Barbi, Zeblet, so Bishra, El Barbi, Shemar, Zeblet. You could only say things that I said to him, meaning that you would take the 13 mito and then darshan out the correct things, because those are things in the tools that Hashem gave to Moshe Rabbeinu.
Right, so you could learn that means that in the end Moshe did darshan on his own, and that's the shot that he doesn't like. Well, you could say no. Even he's saying he wouldn't. He would never do that. But even if he did do it, he would have gotten it right, but the Lamaisa, he didn't do it.
What are the angels accusing potentially of Moshe that? What he might do?
Because the question is, either you say that what he might do is he might want to write what it was, his own book.
Yeah, I figured that's...
Well, the other way is he's not going to write his own book, but he'll say that it's his own book, even though it's from...
Because he darshan from it.
Yeah.
Yes, he will say.
Yeah, what do you say to tell people?
The key word is Chach. That Moshe doesn't take credit for the Torah.
Right.
So the answer is, Avraham HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chas v'shalom Moshe Oses is Avraham Moshe not have claimed that he wrote the Sefer Torah by himself. Avila Ose Nefron, even if he would claim credit, though, that the book, it's saying that it's coming back from Hashem anyway, to that much. It's not a matter of there's no
portion
in this message. When I
talk to my friends, we're talking about the
simple
Torah Shemitzav. Right. Yeah, but you could learn, but that the whole message is talking about Torah Shemitzav.
How do you know it's
talking
about Torah
Shemitzav? Safa.
But the Shlo is not understanding that that way.
Okay. The point is that even if...
So maybe that's what the Shlo is saying, that don't learn this Medrash. You could learn the Pshat and the Shlo, you could learn the Medrash, and it's referring to Tosha Baal Peh. So don't learn it that way. He's Tosha Baal Sam. Even though it's a little bit more difficult to therefore say that maybe Moshe would have been Mechavi to the Tosha Baal Sam on his own.
Doesn't say that.
He says, "Afilu hayose, afilu ose nemanu."
What does that mean? Neman doesn't mean machaven.
Nemanu, I can trust that he got it right.
Who said that?
That's what he. That's how he learns. What do you want to learn?
I would say it's the neman that he's doing what was that is who the source is that he's getting from Hashem.
Okay, we'll see. Now, there's one more source I'll show you today, and that's the Vilna Gaon explaining the pasuk in Daniel from the Seder Olam Rabba. So take a look on page 13. So it says like this: V'hu Mehashnei Idonaya, says the Metzudas. Whenever you want to learn Novi, you want to get the Pashup Shah, you look at the Metzudas Novi. Meshanei Itim Vazmanim. He makes day, night, night, day. Zimno Mahadra, Malchim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes day, night, night, day. Mahadra Malchim, Umehekim Malchim. He takes away kings and gives kings. In other words, he decides, like Rabbi Alba spoke about Charles Schutters, who's going to be the president, who's not going to be the president. As Rabbi Adler was speaking about the Shabbos. Mahadei Malkin takes away kings, Mahakim Malkin. Yohev Chokmasa, lechakimin umanda ol yade vina. He gives chachma to the chacham, and das to the yode vina. So look in the Seder Olam Rabbah, on page 15. Yaiv Chacham Chutzal Chakimi Ze Moshe Rabbeinu Avi HaChochma, Avi HaTvuna. He's the Av HaChochma. Mandel Yodei Bina Ze Yoshua Ben Nun. So the Gra in the Seder Olam, what's to know? How do they know the Darshan that Moshe is the Hakimin and Yeshua is the Yodei Bina? Why is it Moshe Yodei Bina? So says the Gra, Moshe Rabbeinu, and in Rechain Kodes, Moshe Rabbeinu lo haya tzarek lebina. Ki bina ha mevi dover tach dover, hu kibel hakol bifi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah? Look. You see? And that's the Rechain points out. The Blevenberg, and that's like the Shalom.
Where did Moshe Rabbeinu
and Yeshua come into? No, look in the Seder Olam on top. Yehi Chochmas Ol Hachvigimim, Ze Moshe Rabbeinu.
How do you know
that? Avi Achochma, Avi Tzvudom, Umindo Yonibino Ze Yeshua. This is a drosha, this is Chazal. This is a Chazal. This is Chazal. Chazal is actually this. This is Chazal. Chazal. So now the question is, what was the reason why Chazal darshaned it this way? Because he says that Moshe Rabbeinu got everything. So there was a novod is yodeh dover mitoch dover. Bina means you can learn one thing out from the other. They say that the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu is not called novod bina because he didn't have to learn one thing from the other. He got everything. So that's the Shalom school.
Why would Yeshua have been in the beginning? Get it from Moshe Rabbeinu. He still wouldn't have to learn anything out of
it. Moshe Rabbeinu got the clear version from Rabbi Shvar,
which is not as clear from Moshe Rabbeinu.
Yeah, it was everything. Once it's a step removed, it's so then he had more to understand. But Moshe Rabbeinu had the. So that's what he says. Moshe Rabbeinu al yatzarich lebina, ki bina who maybe don't talk dover who kibo hakol mipi atosh baruch. Okay, so that's this school of thought. So what I'd like to see tomorrow is the Pirkei de Rav Lezer here and the Medrash Rabbah, the next Medrash Rabbah, and the next page, the rest of the packet, and then the Netziv and the Shiltas, and then you can look at the Rechain. He discusses this whole thing, Levenberg. That's what we're doing. Moshe Rabbeinu Darsh, but after you give me Yoshua, it's a fundamental discussion. We never think about that. Like, you give me Yoshua, Moshe Rabbeinu Darsh, be Asmol. So, one could say that maybe is the Moshe Rabbeinu Darsh, and that's why the Shalom is so. It's so interesting because the Shalom doesn't really have a very variety. I mean, I'm not sure if CBE is, you know, it's not so compelling, as you said. That's why I say when I see the Shalom, I feel like this, you know, you feel the authority of the Shalom. It's not so. You say this is the trap. No room for. Okay, so that's what and Bez Hashem, tomorrow is Thursday, so we'll finish the pattern on Kopesh Bez Hashem. And then Sunday we're going to have a Rosh Hashanah Shir about Hakel HaKadosh or Melech HaKadosh, which is a fascinating topic. That's the Sunday Bez Hashem. I'm going to be giving the woman Shir in the morning from 10:30 to 11:30 for Rishon. But then I'll come and give Shir. I'll come here before and I'll come after. Now I have to pack it out here. There.
And then next week we'll do all the Rosh Hashanah. And then after Rosh Hashanah, as I told you, I made a sukkah cap. Very fundamental sukkah here. Not so many days to that. But, okay, Moshe? Okay.